Cullum is here from Marine Credit Union. Good to have you back.
Good to be back. Thanks so much for having me, Don.
I have rain and everything for you today.
What a beautiful Wisconsin morning.
You know what? I wake up and I say, at least it's not snow. Because I think upstate, they had like 1 inch of ice last night falling. And I'll take the rain any day of the week.
I agree.
I mean, I can don't have to shovel rain. So that's good. So how's everything at Marine Credit Union? Good?
Doing great. Doing great. It's crazy how fast the year's already going here. Already in April. It feels like just yesterday we were chatting it up in December.
Yeah, well, here we are. And now you're in charge of the community lead. Why don't you describe what that is for people?
Yeah, so in my role, I really seek to serve, support, and engage our community in various ways, but mainly through financial empowerment and being an ambassador for financial education and promoting community resources and opportunities to get involved and support our community.
Now, we were talking about you the other day. We had somebody from the head of the library, Nick Dembski, was in here. And we're talking about you. What was he saying about you? It was a good thing, by the way. It was a good thing.
Heard that on a whim. It was so great to hear that. And shout out to Nick and his awesome team. We do a lot of awesome things at the library, financial education workshops. That week before he came on, we had the digital literacy fair that they've hosted. That was their third annual one, and it was a great time. I want to say something like 200 attendees.
Whoa!
Yeah, it was great to see the
second floor library.
Yes.
They must have cleaned out everything to get those people in.
It was well attended. It was a great time. I know that their team worked really hard to organize it. There was a lot of great community organizations that helped put it on and helped sponsor it. And it was just a great time.
Let's get through the list here on some of the things here. The core values of Marine Credit Union, especially your job, let's go over some of that stuff here.
Absolutely. So we call our core values the four C's. And really, there's a fifth one.
I was about to say there are five of them.
Yes. So the core four, if you will, commitment, compassion, collaboration, and courage. We want to be committed to our community, committed to doing the right things for our members, for our community, in a compassionate way, seeking to understand, helping you navigate your future, not just where you are now, but helping you get to where you want to be. Our collaboration, we seek in a collaborative approach, both internally in different departments, been externally collaborating with awesome organizations, nonprofits, businesses, having the courage to do things a little bit differently, doing things that maybe other folks aren't doing or looking at things from a different perspective. And at the heart and soul of all of that is our community. We have a commitment to our community and a passion for our community. We always say our community is what makes our organization.
Let's talk about the beginning of Marine Credit Union. There's a reason the word Marine is in there. It's not the U.S. Marines. It's more like Water Marine. Marine Credit Union was founded in 1949 in Fond du Lac, originally serving employees of Mercury Marine, a manufacturer of outboard motors. It evolved from this industrial roots into the community chartered financial institution headquartered in La Crosse, focusing on serving members across Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. All started with those motors, huh?
Yes, Mercury Marine, great organization, worldwide organization, headquartered in Fond du Lac. And going even before that, we have roots in the Eau Claire area with a postal credit union. We call ourselves a workforce credit union. The history of credit unions are by people, for people, and not for profit. And so we got our start in serving communities and serving employers and employees.
What's the difference? And people bring this up all the time because there are credit unions and there are banks. And there is a really marked difference. What is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that credit unions are for people, not for profit, and that people first, community centric. Both are great. We both play nice. We both have a passion for serving people. But the biggest difference is that credit unions give any revenue and any profits back into their shareholders of members. You know, you cannot buy stock per se in a credit union. If you wanted to buy stock in a bank, you can do that. And banks have a jurisdiction to pop up anywhere. When you belong to a credit union, you are a member. We'll never call you a customer. We don't say the C word at credit unions. You are a member, and we are member owned and operated. So our board members are exactly that. They're members of the credit union. You can be a member of the credit union and apply to be a board member. Board members of banks are, you know, hot shots, and they make tons of money to be sitting on the board of the bank. Not a bad thing, but just a little bit different perspective. And so we seek a diverse board, whether that's geographic location, income, education, all sorts of different areas.
Remember savings and loans? I don't think they're around anymore, are they?
Savings and loans?
Yeah. Didn't they get, wasn't there some big to-do when they got rid of all the savings and loans at one time? I could be wrong on that.
I'm not so sure, but Marine, we have something awesome called My Loan Rewards, which is a way for you to save money by making your payments on time. We give 10% back.
But I remember the names of the places used to be like Bob's Savings and Loan, whatever it was, and they got rid of them during some big money problem and whatever, so now it's credit unions and banks. All right, let's talk about some of the things that are coming up here. April, National Financial Literacy Month. Oh, there's two things I don't have, financial and literacy. Let's talk about those.
Yes, also called Financial Capability Month. And it's all throughout the United States, banks and credit unions recognize it. It's been really awesome. Part of my role is to collaborate with organizations and help support and raise financial awareness. And so there's the Department of Financial Institutions has been collaborating, helping lead the charge here in Wisconsin, and working to promote financial education. So it's a month-long awareness. Next week is actually April 5th through April 12th is what they call Money Smart Wisconsin Week. So it's a cool initiative throughout Wisconsin to do different areas of financial wellness and education outreach through all areas, all ages, whether you're in elementary school or a senior citizen, finding different opportunities to support and raise awareness and help you chart your course to financial empowerment.
Yeah, and you don't have to live beyond your means. A lot of people do that. They get into trouble, and it's very difficult to get out of trouble once you're in it. You can. People, you know, you go to somebody at your place at Marine Credit Union, they'll put you on a plane to get you back into business again. But you got to be careful. You can't spend more than you take in. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
And credit cards make it so easy to do that.
They do.
Here's a piece of plastic. Put it on there. Then you got to pay.
They really do. And I think that's why I'm a big advocate of the term financial empowerment, financial education, because we are all literate in some capacity in terms of finance, right? Hey, we know that we shouldn't spend more than we make, but it's easier said than done. So in my opinion, the more financial education that we receive, the more confident or empowered we become to make those confident and informed financial education decisions. And then through that empowerment, we become more financially well. We've become more at peace with our finances. There's so many studies that show people stress out about finances, whether it's how much or how little they have and what to do with it. And that's a big cause of loss of sleep or divorces is because people aren't having healthy conversations when it comes to their money. And that comes from a lack of empowerment.
Did they all start with credit cards? Because I didn't know how you can get in trouble if you don't have a credit card, because that's how you rack up big money and then the credit card bill comes due and you can't pay it. Before that, you couldn't really, there was no way to rack up big expenses. I mean, you had to write a check for something or you had to pay cash for something. Those are your two options. Don't get a loan. Other than that, but the credit cards really did us in. People didn't know how to use them right.
Yeah, I mean, they make it tantalizing, right? Credit card companies are very creative with how they market their credit cards, giving you cash back or certain rewards. Even the design of the credit card, how it feels, how it looks. It's almost like a status symbol, right? I got this big, bulky.
What was it? What's the American Express Black Card? Remember the black one gives you unlimited money or something like that?
Yeah, unlimited money. Just open up the vault and there it's all yours. But yeah, you could use credit cards as a form of empowerment, but using it responsibly. And that is where it comes from, the education piece of, hey, if I know that if I pay off my credit card bill before the payment ending date closes, I don't have to pay interest on it, right? The dangerous part is where it becomes, if I have that balance, they call it revolving line of credit, because whatever you don't pay in full just revolves to the next month.
At 20% interest or more.
If you're lucky, 20% interest.
What is it now?
I think from last year, 2025, I saw a study that showed the average American credit card is over 25.5%.
That's Al Capone interest rate.
It adds up. It definitely adds up. And all for what? For maybe 5% cash back if you're lucky, if you have certain rates. But they can be beneficial. Sometimes you need that because that could be helpful. People don't have savings.
Aaron McCullum, community lead for Marine Credit Union, is here. Before we talk about some other things, give some of your background, because you've been around. You're in school and so forth.
Absolutely. So I'm a first-generation college student and graduate. Went to UW-Whitewater, studied marketing and business.
My daughter went there.
Great school, internationally recognized as one of the best, better business schools. So go Warhawks if you're a Warhawk. Funny story, I actually started as an intern at Marine Credit Union. What led me to Marine was actually I had an internship offer with a minor league baseball team. Loved baseball, wanted to pursue sports and entertainment marketing. Being a first generation college student, I was a broke college kid. So I had six jobs throughout all of college, and I couldn't afford to pay to work for free at an internship. And so once I found out that that was an unpaid internship, I had to respectfully decline that offer, which led me then to Marine Credit Union. Was great because I got to learn about credit. That's how I learned about credit and financial education. I didn't have the avenue or the education from my family to learn about what it is and how to succeed in this world in that capacity. And so it was great to help people learn and build credit. At the end of our internship, we had to give a presentation. If you were the boss, if you were the CEO, what would you do or bring to the organization? And I presented in front of our executive leadership team at that time. I would love to have community ambassadors everywhere that we serve and support. And we have an office having individuals, much like my role now, support and engage with our community, promoting financial education, not just what we do and why we do it, but helping understand the needs and fulfilling those needs within our community. And so once I graduated that winter there, I became a consumer loan officer and then eventually a senior consumer loan officer in the Milwaukee area, worked in different roles, business development. And then in May of 2024 is when this position was created. I stepped into this role, one of three community leads. I serve Racine, but also Milwaukee. I really like to say the eastern side of the state because I'm here to support.
Well, we're in Milwaukee now at AM 1290 and 107.3 FM. Yeah,
absolutely. So Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Fond du Lac area, Sheboygan, and then I have awesome counterparts on the other side of the state in our headquarters in La Crosse. She supports La Crosse in Onalaska, and we have another teammate who supports the Chippewa Valley area. So Eau Claire and Chippewa and all the good stuff there. And it's just a blessing to serve. It's kind of cool to see the full circle aspect. I don't know how much my presentation affected this role today, but I like to say it planted the seeds.
Be honest now. I want a complete honesty. We're going to hook you up to a lie detector if I don't think you're honest. When the players take the field, do you ever think that could have been me?
Oh, I don't know if I was going to ever be to a point of playing.
I be was honest.
On the sports and entertainment marketing side of things. So like the ticket sales or the fun promotions. Okay. Hey, I would love to. I mean, a fifth grade Aaron would have thought he was playing first base for the Yankees, but I think reality set in real quick in high school.
When now taking the field, number 16, Aaron McCullum. McCullum.
It's funny, I was number 16 on my freshman baseball team.
How did I know that?
Yeah. You did your research.
Okay. Let's talk about, can we talk about the Money Smart Wisconsin Week?
Yeah. So, yeah, again, that's helped and led and organized by the Department of Financial Institutions. And it's really cool to see, you know, people often think banks and credit unions don't play nice. We help lead and we're collaborating to do awesome community engagement, financial empowerment workshops and opportunities all throughout the whole state.
Let's talk about some upcoming events in our community. April 8th, Navigating Your Journey to Financial Empowerment. Now, where is that going to be held?
Yes, all these workshops coming up in April are going to be held at the Racine Public Library. So our good friends at Racine, the Racine Library, are so gracious to host and have a passion for empowering our community and finances. And so from 4 to 6 p.m. On Wednesday, April 8th, we're going to talk about the journey of financial empowerment. What does that look like? It's not necessarily a destination, but it is that journey.
What's coming up April 21st?
April 21st, the day before Earth Day, we will be doing following up on that April 8th workshop, a little practical steps to financial wellness. Hey, talking about financial wellness and empowerment, they're similar, but they're also different. And giving practical steps, what does that look like day to day, month to month, year to year, and starting to develop the proper mindset to think futuristically. At these workshops, it's free. Free for all. Bring your family.
You missed the best part.
The best part, I should say, is free food. There's free food.
Got to lure them in.
Hey, yes, yes. Who doesn't love pizza and good conversation and great resources? This is really our passion at Marine Credit Union is giving back to the community. So the agenda is in the room. What we say, come as you are. Bring a friend. Bring your family and have just great conversation. We have good conversation. Then afterwards, we have individuals come up and want to ask questions one-on-one. Serve as a financial coach in my role as well, and helping individuals, not just in group settings, but in one-on-one settings, helping them navigate spending plans or long-term
and stay
goals.
Out of money trouble.
Yes, that's the goal, is to stay out.
Because nothing gives you more anxiety at night and sleepless night than money trouble. And this will help you stay out of it.
Yes.
Because everybody can stay out of it. You don't need to overspend.
It's easy to do, but yes, you're right. You don't need to. And if you are in a spot where you're not feeling empowered or you're not feeling fully confident, it's only temporary. We're here to help support. There's a lot
of great. It is now, because I told you during the break one of my problems I had.
Yeah.
I got out of it. Never went back to it again.
It's a real life situation that many of us have felt or currently are feeling. And having the resources, having a support system is very important to help you chart your course to that financial empowerment.
If somebody wants to meet you, you're at which location?
On our Racine office. We have offices all throughout the state, but I mainly work out of Racine and Milwaukee. Racine is my home office right on Green Bay Road, Green Bay and Durand, 3039 South Green Bay Road.
Oh, how convenient. Right next to Qdoba.
Yeah, so if you're getting lunch at Qdoba, feel free to stop by and see my amazing team. Yes, they'll take great care of you. We like to say that we're like Cheers, where when you walk in, everyone knows your name, you're greeted with a smile, and when you are a member at Marine Credit Union, you are family.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
me. See you next month?
Absolutely.
Okay. Aaron McCullum, a community lead for Marine Credit Union.